in talking with our federal clients about cloud, there are two or three different stages in which we find ourselves. There's still the stage of trying to put some structure around what cloud means, how to come to a common understanding and have an actionable conversation about it. So that's sort of the first, which is understanding structure, frameworks that allow a common basis of understanding and definition, and that can allow you to have conversations and make plans that lead to a decisive outcome. That's sort of the first part. That, a year ago, was by far the most common part of it. Now, with all of the attention that's been spent and all of the time that's been spent, that's why it still goes on, is probably not the most significant part. The next phase, if you will, or generation of it, is in analyzing strategies, evaluating and helping make plans, and plans to do analysis, plans to adopt, in certain cases, plans to expand. That is becoming the most common of the three phases of the understanding, planning, and then the third phase, which is going to be actual implementation. And that is the third phase, which is implementation of certain aspects. It's interesting. One of the points, and in fact, one of our fundamental sort of planks in the platform about cloud, is that it's technologically evolutionary. The impact on the mission can be revolutionary. And so when I say implementation is beginning to be an area of in which we work more with our federal clients, that's speaking specifically to those things that were originally described as so-called cloud. When I think about the fact that the technology aspects of cloud are essentially evolutionary in nature, they're the next logical generation of the technologies and techniques and methods and disciplines that we've been applying for data center consolidation and virtualization and operations automation. So having said that, then we have been and continue to help our clients with implementation of those technology disciplines and capabilities and tools. It's those that are now that would out of the box or from the get-go have described it as a cloud implementation that actually is beginning to increase.
So now, with all of these changes happening, and I know different organizations sometimes have different definitions for cloud, but going based on your definition, what you just told me and described to me, what are you guys doing in terms of security? Because when I talk to agencies themselves, they're like, oh, we're really excited to take this next step. But, we've got all this data that we don't want getting out there. So talk a little bit about the security aspect and maybe alleviating some of those concerns.
In order to have a common definition of cloud, there are two steps to set the table, if you will. The first step is, what are the characteristics of the mission problem that you're trying to solve, or perhaps the technology solution you're proposing? And do those characteristics imply or outline a cloud solution? And we use the five characteristics that NIST has put forward. And if you look around, you'll see, slight variations on a theme, but I think those are perfectly reasonable. And there are five characteristics to your mission problem or your technology solution that would characterize it as cloud. And so if your mission problem or your technology solution, embodies or implies or needs all five of those, clearly we need to have a conversation about cloud. If it requires fewer than five, maybe three, then perhaps we ought to talk about a more mature technology, utility computing or managed services or even plain old outsourcing. So
yes,
That's the first part of having a cloud conversation. What are the characteristics of the problem or solution? The second part of having a cloud conversation is three dimensions of the answer. The first dimension is the capability, or what kind of cloud: infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, software as a service, business process as a service. So that's the capability or the service. The second is what source, and again, very familiar. Is it a public cloud, a private cloud, an hybrid cloud, a community cloud, which actually obviously GSA defined in that RFI coming up on 2 years ago now, but I believe it's a very important concept, a community cloud or virtual private cloud, which sits at the center. So, if you make a little diamond, 9 o'clock is public cloud, 6 o'clock is private cloud. Noon is public cloud, 6 o'clock is private cloud. 9 o'clock is hybrid, 3 o'clock is community, and then at the center is virtual private, right? That's the second dimension. And then the third, and this may not be quite as familiar because it doesn't get talked about as much, but we think it's really important, is what is the business model? And there are four layers. So layer one is the business model is I want to be a cloud service subscriber. I want to go and subscribe cloud services. Layer three is I want to be a cloud service provider. I want to make money by providing cloud services to the marketplace. Layer four is I want to be a cloud service enabler. So I produce technologies or skills or capabilities that allow the cloud service providers to do their job. And then layer two is cloud service broker. And again, that's a little bit of an interesting one. It's kind of like community cloud. It's interesting in and of itself, and we believe actually important to the future. Dimensioning a cloud conversation, first, what are the five characteristics, and do you really need cloud? Let's assume the answer to that was yes. Then the three dimensions, what kind of service, what source of service, and what business model? And if you will tell me what we're talking about, then we can have an actionable conversation. We can conclude with action. So you might say to me, I want to be a subscriber of public cloud infrastructure, at which point we can have a very meaningful conversation about the obstacles and the enablers and the challenges and the benefits, one of which obstacles, by the way, is the security and private data security and privacy issue.